In Jesus' name.
Well, we're in the book of Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Let me just give your testimony by waving your hands. Amen. And all the kids that are over there, just wave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy to see Julie. Amen. God bless you, Sister Julie. Amen. See OJ. See his wife-to-be. To God be the glory. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2. Hallelujah. Are you there? Genesis chapter 2. We're just going to read just a line. Are you ready? And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. Hallelujah. When God say men, it means both male and female. Because a female came from in men, and a man look at his bone of his bone, his flesh of his flesh. He said, woe me. Woe to me. So he said, woe me. Amen. So I'll read that one more time. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to us today. Arise and let your enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. Touch us, O God, speak to us. That you take your glory in Jesus' name. You may be seated. God bless you. There's a song I want to sing. I don't know whether I'm able to sing it. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Yah, I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I've come to thee. Sing it one more time with me. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. So today I want to speak to us all on the theme, the danger of loneliness. The danger of loneliness. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's dangerous to be lonely. If you got your wife, your husband beside you, just look in the eyeball to eyeball and say it. As a matter of fact, I'm not talking about husband or wife today. I'm here to tell you about the danger of loneliness. When you read this particular verse, the first thing that clicked into your mind, they're going to be talking about a wife and a husband today. And I got something to give back to my husband when we get home, or to my wife. I want to let you know, you are married or not, with all Christ, you are still lonely. Amen. What God declares good is good indeed. And what he declares not good is indeed not good. Can I have a Bible reader here? Everything he made, he said it was good. Amen. But then down the line, he said, it is not good that a man should be alone. Hallelujah. So it's a danger, or it's very dangerous for you to walk lonely in this world that we live in. Hallelujah, somebody. So he said, it is not good for a man to be alone. Human beings are social creatures.
Our connection to others enables us to survive and strive. Amen. And I want to let you know that we are vulnerable to spiritual and physical attack when we are lonely. Amen. So the loneliness I'm talking about is not betraying a husband or wife because you feel that you are single, you want to get married and get rid of the spirit of loneliness. No, not what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm talking a direction that some people, some folks, does not have God in their life. If you don't have God in your life, you are lonely. Amen, somebody. So you are vulnerable to spiritual and physical attack. Because you are lonely physical, you are lonely. And because you are lonely physical, your health comes under attack. You are not healthy because you separate yourself from people. Amen. And that will create a mental problem for you. Hallelujah. And spiritual attack by demons and evil forces. Because you separate yourself from God. You separate yourself from the church. You separate yourself from the people of God. And you see that you are an island. But I want to let you know that no man is an island. If you will go far, you need people around you. If you will have the victory, if you will have success, if you will overcome, you need God in your life. Hallelujah, somebody. So in Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3, say, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like a precious ointment upon the head and rain down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to his skirt, to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. So there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. It means with all God, with all people around you, you live short. Amen. You die soon. And the first place I'll begin to die is your intellect, your mind, your spirit, your soul will begin to die because nobody is around you. Amen. That's what the Bible says, he that liveth in sin is dead. But the living, because God cannot dwell among sins. God cannot live in you when you got sit in you, when you are living and walking and dancing and sleeping in sin. God will separate himself from you. And when God is separated from you, your life is in danger. And why your life is in danger? Because you are lonely. And you are lonely because there's no God in you. The demons will come around. Look for a place to stay. Now, while sometimes you cannot control yourself, check it up. Which demon is controlling you? Amen. That's why you see in most of the homes today, marriage home, there are a lot of problems because people took Freddy demons, Joseph demons, Annie demons, Mary demons. We're talking about your ex. Amen. Because every man or every woman that you came across, they left a piece of demon in your life. You took that demon into your marriage home, and every day is an up and down. Oh, no, amen. I got to talk it. I'm glad that you can't put a lock on my mouth. I'm glad that you cannot beat me up. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you should be smarting in the Holy Ghost and fizzy coffee for your husband and fizzy breakfast for your wife before you wake up frown up. Got a demon ready. Good morning, baby. Good morning. Talk to the hand. You put an attitude. Amen. But you need deliverance. You need deliverance. And we can need deliverance. You got to be, you got to pray and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Whether you clap your hands or not, I got to say it because this thing is killing the young people today. This thing are killing the older people today because of loneliness. Can I have a witness in this place? Because when people are lonely, the first thing that comes to their mind, they want to get rid of themselves. To kill themselves and kill people. They are downhearted. Hallelujah. But there is a blessing that comes down the mountain of Zion that will fill your life when you are filled with God. The most dangerous state of loneliness is when God is not in you and around you. Hallelujah. Oh, the Bible says that when he took the children of Israel from Egypt, he never left them alone in the wilderness. He was always with them. He was the pillar of fire by night to direct their path. He was the pillar of cloud by day to direct their path. I need God to order my step in his word. I need him in the night. I need him in the day. I need him in the night. I need him in the day. I need all around the cloud because I cannot make it alone. I need God. The reason why you're living right, the reason why you're overcoming, the reason why you got a victory, the reason you start sinning, because God is in your life and God's hand is upon you. But let God remove his hand. You're the devil with party because God has taken his hands from you. Amen. So it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. My people, I'm telling you, it's dangerous to be lonely. You can have kids and still feel lonely. You can have a husband or wife and still feel lonely. You can have a career or a degree and you are still lonely. You can have money in the bank and your account is so huge, good credit, and you are still lonely. I'm talking to somebody. I listened to the news that million billionaires took the rope and killed themselves. They hanged themselves because why? They don't have God in them. Hallelujah. And this whole problem started from the day that Eve and Adam and Eve was together. And Adam said, "Look, Eve, wait for me, I'm coming. I want to look on the other side of the garden." And Adam was alone. Hallelujah. And the enemy came. And you know the story? And what happened today has put us into danger with our God. Hallelujah. So it's very dangerous to be lonely. I need my daddy. He is dead and gone. I need my mommy. She is dead and gone. They are in heaven with the Lord. But if my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will pick me up. Hallelujah. Because he is the father to the fatherless. He is the mother to the motherless. When you are a child of God, you are not lunatic. You got a God before you. You got a God behind you. You got a God on the left. You got a God on the right. You got a God over you. You got a... Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Your love is in the hands of God. No man can pluck it out of his hand until God agrees. That's what makes me to be satisfied in walking with God. Because I'm protected day and night. I am a child of God. Are you a child of God today? Hallelujah. So you have everything in the world today. And you are still lonely. You can have the whole world. Forgive me, Jesus. You can have your silver and gold. Forgive me, Jesus. You can have all the power you want to have. Forgive me, Jesus. Because Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He always just the same. Praise his holy name. He had never changed. He had never failed. He had never disappointed me one day. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know that I have found a Savior. That he's sweet I know. Hallelujah. If you don't have God, it is dangerous. I want to ask you a question. Who promised you that when you leave your house, you will go back? The world we live in today is dangerous. You don't know
when and where you will give up the ghost.
Because people are crazy. People don't have God in their life. So the demon take over their life. And they are killing people here and there. No man in a sound mind, no woman in her sound mind want to hurt somebody. There might be a spirit of destruction. So whether I'm in my home or not, I want to have Jesus. I need it every hour. I need it every day. I need it every morning and every evening and every night. Because the world we live in, it is dangerous to live alone. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. In Acts chapter 17, verses 28 says, for in him we live. In him we live. And move and have our being. Hallelujah. As you walk in this world today, you need to live in Jesus. You need to move in Jesus. You need to have your being in Jesus. But I want to let you know that some have their life in the club. Hallelujah. They love the nightclubs. Some feel that if I watch TV or television all night and whole day, I'm not going to feel lonely. You are still lonely. Hallelujah. Oh, some feel if I'm on my phone all the days of my life, I will be entertained and I'll feel lonely. But I'm telling you, you are still lonely. But if you want to have life and full life, you got to live in Jesus. You have to move in Jesus. You got to have your total being in Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know, but there are some people, they are divided against themselves. The mind on the other end, the body is in church, and then they're thinking about another thing, and then they're thinking about another thing. And thinking about another thing. Hallelujah. But I want to have my being in Christ. I want for my body, soul, and spirit to be in Christ. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Hallelujah, somebody. So I want to live in Christ. I want to move in Christ. I want to have my being in Christ. Hallelujah. And let me say this again. In 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20, God asked a question. Say, what? 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 You've been coming to church too long. What? You've been hearing the word of God. What? You've been reading your Bible. What? You've been singing in the choir. What? You don't know? Hallelujah. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye had you have of God, and ye are not of your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God. You need to know your value. You need to know your true identity. You are not of yourself. Your hands, your legs, your head, your body, whatsoever that you have, is not yours. Belongs to God. So be careful what you put on your body. Be careful how you dress as a child of God. Be careful what you say as a child of God. Be careful what you do, because everything that on you belongs to God. Your fingers belongs to God. Your legs belongs to God. Be careful where your legs take you. Be careful what your mouth says. Be careful what your hand touch. Be careful what your mind think, because all belongs to God. It's not of you. When the devil sees you, he sees the child of God. He sees the property of God. He sees that you are under new management, because you have been born with the price. You have been born with the blood of Jesus. You are under the blood. The devil cannot do you no harm, because you are a child of God. You are not alone, because your body is the temple of God. God lives in you. God moves in you. God lives in you. God moves in you. When the devil sees you, he sees the temple of God. You are a royal priesthood. You are a peculiar presence. You need to glorify God in your body. Your body is not for fornication. Your body is not for idolatry. Your body is not for drunkenness. Your body is not for the devil or darkness. Your body is for God. He paid for it. Give God your heart again. Give God your body. Give God everything because it belongs to him. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Your body is the temple of God. That my mother, I'm very careful. But different women try to touch me. We try to be friendly. I'm not talking my sisters and brother in the church. We shake hands. Yes, it's good. We embrace one another. That's good because we got the sin spirit. But they are circumcised Philistines. I'm very careful how I shake people's hands out there. I'm very careful how I embrace them because we're not of the sin kind. Do you know what I'm trying to say to somebody? Somebody, you're quick to run into people and give them a hug. Be careful before you take a demon. I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. That's why you got to pray every day. You got to pray every night. Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from all evil. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I'm talking to a child of God. You are not alone. You are not alone because you got your God in you. You got the spirit of God in you. Because you got the spirit of God in you. And your body is the temple of God. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If you don't know who you are, you are a greater person. You are greater than the president of the United States. If he is not born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, you are greater than the rich, or those, the millionaire, and the billionaire, and the scattered. I don't know God. You are greater than them because you got God inside of you. Amen. I don't want to bring myself into the message, but remember years back, I gave you the testimony when Pastor Bodie was here. There's a lady that will come to my workplace that gave me a smile. She will bring stuff and just hand me the stuff and look into my eyes and then give me a smile. And she would go and come and go and come and give me a smile. She said, brother, she gave me something and she said, she left and she stopped. She came back. He said, brother, can I say something to you? I said, go ahead. She said, will you not be embarrassed? I said, go ahead. I was feeling comfortable because she's an older lady. If I was a young girl, I'm going to be, What do you want to say? Can you write it down? Can you call 911 before you say it? And she's the lady look at me with that bright smile. She said, I look in your eyes and I see God inside of you. I look in your eyes and I see God inside of you. And the Holy Ghost begin to live in me. I said, I'm glad that I'm born again. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I got God inside of me. I was lost, but I've been found. There I'm alive. Oh, glory be to God. I was blind, but now I can see. I got God inside of me. If you are born again of the water and of the spirit, do not overlook yourself. You got God inside of you. You need to knock your chest and say, I got God inside of me. You say that you don't show, that you're not sure. You just shout it and let the devil hear it. I got God inside of me. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I make you different from other people. That's why you cannot compare yourself with anybody. There's no two of you. There's one of you. Hallelujah. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You got God inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When I was nobody, he made me somebody. When I was in the marble clay, he took me up. He brushed me up. He cleaned me up. And then he dwelt in me. He had done the things for you. Hallelujah. A year ago in Joshua 1:5, because we got God inside of us and we are greater than those that are in the world. In Joshua 1:5, it said, therefore shall not any man be able to stand before you. Before thee in all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. Because you got God inside of you. Your bosses that is trying to bring you down, those that try to undermine you, they will not be able to stand before you. Those that are planning evil against your life, when they come, they're going to smile. Excuse me, somebody. Hallelujah. Can I drink some water? Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. I've been to places where people came against me. It was so seem to see. It was like a movies. I used to work with the Liberia National Secret Police, and they took me from there. They sent me to another department. They call ISPS. In ISPS, we deal with ship and passengers, okay? With crew that on the ship and cargo, we go on deep sea to go there and do inspection. And the sea will be rough, and we have to climb the monkey ladder, whatsoever rope they put down, to get on board the ship because I have to feed my family. And this day, there was a guard that illegally got on a ship from another country. And we received the call, we want to go receive it. And I went that evening, the tide was so high that I don't have to use a rope to climb up the ship. I just took a step because the tide was so high. The sea was rough. And we went there with immigration and other joint security. We got there and we brought a fellow. The next morning when I came to work, the man that drove me out of the personnel office and said, you cannot work in this office. He needed a report. And I said, sir, I gave the report to my supervisor, and I was smarting talking, and he got angry. Why am I smarting talking? You're putting in jail for 3 days. And I go, look, I was in jail. But I was in jail with my Bible. I was in jail with Jesus. Around 8 o'clock, I saw the UNMIL coming, United Nations people that were over security. They came to do inspection to see who all were in prison. And they saw me and said, hey, what is God doing here? And the death sergeant said, oh, it's the chief of personnel put him in jail. For what? Said for he charges for gross insubordination to superior officer. What? Yes. So you're going to be 3 days? Yes. Okay. Round 12. The German, UNMIL, United Nations officer, and other people from around the world, they came. Why is he doing here? He's here for 3 days. Because for gross insubordination of a superior officer. What? Okay, they left me. And then, round 6, the whole crew came from the office, United Nations office. And they said, oh, he stay here, right? Okay, now we will not leave until he get out. If he sleep here for 3 days, we will sleep here for 3 days. If he doesn't eat, we will not eat. Does he take a shower? We will not take a shower. And then, that was the main entrance, the exit rather, and the cells is right there. And those that are leaving the port, everybody came to wash. What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? Oh, you know that officer they call John, he is in jail. They jailed him for 3 days, and the United Nations officer said they are not going, they're going to sleep here with him. And somebody among the crowd shouted, but they don't know he's a man of God. He is a child of God. You don't do that to a child of God and expect the world to be silent. And the phone call started going here and there. People calling the manager, calling this person and that person. And when they call the personnel, a supervisor, he said, I'm home. Come and set him free. I don't have a vehicle. And then my own supervisor began to beg, and they set me free. And then to cut the story short, there's a letter that came from the headquarters of the United Nations, my name in it, that somebody violated my right. They need to get out of the port, or else they'll close the whole port down. And the office staff and the managing director were looking for me. I was passing by them. They're looking for John. Where's John? Where's John? And they came to me. We're looking for John. I said, I'm John. Oh, you John? Let's go into the office. I went to the office. That man came begging me. Because of you, they want to close the port. The government and the country will suffer. You need to write and tell the people it's okay. And I wrote. I said, well, okay. But the people said, it's not okay. This guy have to leave the port. And he left the port. They kicked him out of the port because he touched the anointed word of God. When you are a child of God and the enemy comes against you, when people come against you, they are digging their own pit. And whatsoever pit they are dug for you, they're going to fall in it. Because you got God inside of you. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Touch my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah. You gotta tell your kids how they talk to you. You gotta tell your husband how he talk to you. You gotta tell your wife how she talk to you, because you are the temple of God. You remember that God told Moses, they are not murmuring against you, they are murmuring against me. Whenever you come against the child of God, you are coming against God. Because you are not lonely. So take that today. Be careful how you approach the child of God. And tell your friends to be careful how they approach you. You're not for nothing person. You are a child of God. You are not an ordinary person. You are an extraordinary person. Know your value. Stop the crazy joke. Stop saying things that are not to see. Stop hearing things that you are not to hear. Stop those things that is not of you. Focus your mind on Jesus. Because your body is a temple of God. I got to close this message. Hallelujah. So he told Joshua, I will be with you. As I was with Moses. And in Deuteronomy 33, verses says, be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Hallelujah. For the Lord thy God, it is he that do go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And you know the story of Daniel. Daniel was thrown in the lion den because he have an excellent spirit within him. He have God in him. And those that came against him, you know what happened to them? God delivered Daniel, and they were thrown into the lion den. And the lion killed them and the family and chewed their bones because they put their hands on the child of God. Let us read Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 7. And hear what God is saying. But now thou said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Hallelujah. Thou art mine. Somebody knock your chest and say, I belong to Jesus. Say, I belong to Jesus. Say, I belong to Jesus. I am mine. But you are mine. Hallelujah. When that passes through the waters, I will be with thee. When thou pass through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. The shadow of Bishop Abednego, I will be there with you. Neither shall the flame come against thee, upon thee. For I am the Lord, thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave all Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia and Syria for thee. Somebody, and since thou were pressured in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I love thee. Therefore, when I give men for thee and people for thy life, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy sea, oh, from the east, and gather thee from the west. Oh, somebody, I will say to the north, give up, and I will say to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name. Oh, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. He says, oh, I have been young and I am old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, then I see a seed begging bread. Hallelujah. I want to go a little farther before I close. On the 23rd Psalm, if you will have God with you, you need to have personal relationship with God. On the 23rd Psalm, it says, the Lord is mine. I don't know that about you. I love my wife, she loves me. But when it comes to God business, it's personal. I love my children. They love me. But when it comes to God's business, it's personal. You got to know God for yourself. You got to know God for yourself. I got to know God for myself. Hallelujah. For the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He restored my soul. Somebody go with me. Hallelujah. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth, my cup runneth over, because I got a God in me. God gonna walk with me. God gonna talk with me. In Matthew 28, 20, he promised you this. As we close, he says, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. You need to be observant. Look around you. Look inside of you. Look before you. Look all around and see that God is with you. He said, oh, oh Lord, I am with you. Always. I am with you. You are not lonely. I am with you. Always. Even unto the end of the world. When I'm walking in the street, God is with me. Even in my troubled time, God is with me. Even in the sick bed, God is with me. In the time of darkness, in my rainy days, God is with me. Even when I die, God is with me in the grave. Because Elisha died, he was buried. And after years, there was a man that was buried to the same spot. And when his body touched the bones of Elisha, he revived. He came back to life, because the Holy Ghost will never leave you. He will be with your life while you are alive. When you die, the Holy Ghost will still be around you, because your life, you are precious in the eyes of God. I'm talking to somebody. Oh, I come to the garden and loom. What the dew is still on the roses, and the verse I hear falling on my ears. The sons of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other have ever knew. It's just a relationship between you and your God. Because you are not alone, and because you are not alone, you need to fear no evil. Do not fear what man can do unto you. All you got to do, believe it, I got a God inside of me. I'm not alone. If you believe they are not alone, stand with me today. Hallelujah. You need to stand with me. Hallelujah. Because God has been taking care of you all this time. You need to give in the glory. You need to give in the praises. If you are not born again, you are not repentant of your sins, and baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, the Spirit of God gave you utterance, you are loaded and you are hailing for destruction. Because the Bible says there is a way, you know, right unto the man, but the end thereof is destruction. If you have no God, your life is in danger. You are not protected. Anytime you can lose everything and open your eyes in the pit of hell. Hell is real. Heaven is real. You need God in your life. You need God in your life. You need God in your life. With your hand lifted up right now. Oh, and every eye closed. You need to rededicate your life unto the Lord. Because God will never leave you. He will be with you even to the end of the world. Send the Lord finds you. Cleanse it up. He has been walking with you. He had not left it alone. Don't leave go. Don't leave it alone. Oh, continue to hold on to his unchanging hands. Continue to serve the Lord with faithfulness. Continue to worship God. Continue to appreciate God. Because God never fail you. He will not leave it alone. You are not alone in this world. You got God with you. Begin to worship right now. 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 See yourself, oh, as a temple of God. See yourself as a child of God. See yourself as a royal priesthood. No matter what is going on in your life, you are the child of God. God has given you the victory. He has overcome them already. You got the victory in your home. You got a victory at your job site. You got a victory in your life. You are not alone. Oh God, yes, Lord.
Let this temple be a place,
oh God,
where your glory is embraced as we stand in awe and worship you.
Oh, lift up your hand and worship.
We worship you.
Is there anybody I want to get baptized in Jesus' name? Anybody that want to be saved, anybody that want to give the body to God,
we worship you.
You're looking for a place to
as
stay. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open, I will come in. The Lord want to come in. You don't have a personal relationship with God. Worship you. Somebody, God is speaking to your heart right now. We want to pray for you.
We worship you as a company of praise. Let this temple be a place,
oh,
where your glory is embraced.
Yeah. Pray. Somebody begin to pray. We dedicate your life unto the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your people. Give us the gift of repentance. Deliver somebody from their sins. Lord, this world is dangerous. There are a lot of destruction that is going on. A lot of diseases. There are a lot of trouble in this world, oh God. We cannot walk alone. We need you, oh God, than ever before. We need you, oh God. We are come, oh God, because we need you. We pray, oh God, for every those that are sick. We pray for Pastor Wakings. We pray for Mother Wakings and the children. We say, Lord, thank you for healing them, oh God. Thank you that they're going to be in service again. They're going to worship you, oh God. We pray for those that are online. Lord, you touch them. Oh God, you deliver them. Lord, you bless them, oh God. Bless all those that are here, oh God. As we live, I live it for your presence. Lord, you go along with us. Walk with us, Lord. Talk with us. Heal us, oh God. Deliver us. Our lives are in your hands. Lord, we cannot make it without you. We cannot live without you. So do something new in our life this week. Let us have a testimony. To you be the glory. Begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering as you worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.